Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Esther Adana, for Dina Bracha, for Esther Adasa, Mesor Shachal Yisrael, and Lili Nishmas, Bati Esther, Basif Tov. And we're continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Ot HaTorah, Shel Maran Arab Zetzal, Anachnu Beperek Bet, Piska Gimel. Recently, a new book was published by the great tzaddik David Weinberg Shlita in English on the Sefer Aris HaTorah. I haven't read it, but I'm sure it's awesome because everything Rav David touches is awesome. So I recommend it. Omer Rav, kishosek b'Torah, b'dvarim pshutim, yireich yired yarad horer liyom b'tzura neflat shenityashev kol kach yafeh b'olam ha'maaseh. It's easier to be Isaac in the Ruchnias of Torah because Kalashon Arav in the Ruchnias of Torah Kirvat Hashem Romamut HaKdusha Gluya, as opposed to the practical parts of Torah, you're learning Hilchas Tzitzis, Hilchas Tefillin, Lamaisa, all the details. So that's a little bit harder for some people. But still, when you learn Torah, even the Dvarim Pshutim, even the learning Hilchos Kashrus, this is kosher, this isn't kosher. You should see Ech Yired Ha'or Elyon, how the divine light comes down, Tzura Nifla'a, in such a wondrous way, Ad Shenit Yashev Kol Kach Yafeh B'Olam Ma'aseh, until it settles so beautifully in the world of Ma'isa. In other words, the divine light comes down into the Mitzvot Ha'artzit. And all the Mishnayos, all the Gemara, Lashon, the Achronim, are filled with the light of God. V'yalchiv levavo, person should be happy, al yakar ha'gadol hazeh, on this great treasure, that the Ribbono Shel Olam teaches us all the details of life. V'ozachayim alalu, and you should be happy for the strength of life, the godly life of Torah. Anuvim v'kol kodesh ha'kadoshim olim al-yidei ha'shvil ha'mkudash shel or Yisrael b'chol ha'olam kulo, that flows from the holy source, holy of holies, that's filled through the sanctified path of the light of Israel in the entire world. So where does this light come from? It comes from the Makor of Kodesh Kadashim. And what's the pathway it goes through? Hashvil HaMekudash Shel Or Yisrael, the holy pathway of the light of Israel. In other words, the capacity to translate elevated ideals into minute details, concrete details, is unique for the Jewish people. And therefore it goes Derech Or Yisrael. So the Goyim also have philosophers. But our philosophy takes the highest ideas and brings it down to the most concrete pathways of life. That's why you see tzaddikim, gaonim gedolim, mamish. They're so high, their thoughts are so deep, and yet they're giving 90% of their money to tzedakah, and their homes are always open for people, for achnas esarachim, b'chule, b'chule, b'chule. You can ask how's it much to give 90%, only allowed to give 20%. So, that's a discussion in and of itself, but there are a tater. The Gro writes in his Perush to Shir HaShirim that the Nisham of the Goyim is min HaShemayim and Nishmas Yisrael is min HaAretz. So, the soul of the Goyim is from the heavens and the soul of the Jews is from the earth. What does that mean? He writes the Gro, Mipnei Shebatim Uruach HaBehemius V'Nefesh HaBehemius Aruch min HaShemayim. In other words, the neshama is a chelek alokai mimal. By the Goyim, it remains shmeimit. It remains in the spiritual, it remains in the abstract. we're able to bring it down into our world, into our Nefesh HaBehemis. And that's why you have these tzaddikim, who are so high and so elevated. On the other hand, they're able to bring it down to the most basic levels. Maran Rav Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva, Begrotz Uktavim Shel Maran Baal Parad Yitzchak. So at the beginning, he has a letter where he says that if you have great ideals and you don't know how to bring them down to earth to concretize them, it's like you have a $100 bill and you wanna buy a soda. You need some coins for a soda machine. If I don't recommend soda, it's not good for you. But the mashal. So what good is your $100 bill if you need the coins for the soda? So that's the greatness of Torah. It's taking these most elevated ideals and bringing them down to earth. You see the Rav in his Akdama to the in his Perush Al Asriya, the beginning of davening. He talks about the tzitzis and the tefillin. You think, yeah, you're just putting strings on garments and boxes on your arm and your head. Nah, my pitam. So elevated, and yet it's brought down to earth. On one hand, you're careful about the most minute details. On the other hand, the mitzvah is mamash b'shmei shamayim. And that's the godless of Torah. B'shamayim imal v'al haaretz mitachas. וידע ברור שאור הזה המצומצם כל כך בדיבות ובאותיות מנהגים מעשים מדינים ופעולים בספרות פוגש את אור העליון המורה מכל הערב מתרחץ. But you have to know clearly that this light, which is contracted in letters and minhagim and maisim and dinim and pupulim and svaros, meets the divine light that's more elevated and is washed away with it, washed with it. It is toivo. It immerses itself in the Or HaElyon. It's part of the Or HaElyon. ומשתעשים הם יחד. And the Or HaMetzumtzum and the Or HaElyon are משתעשיה together. They enjoy each other together. The Torah is called Shashuim. We have a verse in the book of Proverbs, 8:30. ויהיה אצלו המון ויהיה שעשועים יום יום. Talking about Torah. Torah is an Amon, it's a pedagogue, it teaches us. And I will be a pleasure every day. משחקת לפניו בכל עת, playing before him at all times. ואורחי עולמים, and the light of the life of the worlds. What is the light of the life of the worlds? So as the Rav writes in Orot HaTshuva Perek Bet, החיים האלוהיים האורחים בשופעים, המחיים כל חיים. The godly life that flows, that gives life to every living being, that sends its light from the highest level, מירום גובהם, from the highest level until שפל תחתיות הארץ, to the lowest level of the earth. So this light of the worlds, מתמלא זיו ועונג גדול, is filled with this splendor, with this great pleasure, מהפגישה התמידית הזאת. From this constant meeting, the meeting of the Or HaMetzumtzum with the Or HaElyon, Shabbat Mikoach Osek B'Torah Lishma, that comes because a person's Osek B'Torah Lishma. That's when these lights meet. She'ose Shalom B'Pamal Yishamat B'Pamal Yishamat B'Pamal Yishamat. It makes peace between the upper worlds and lower worlds, says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 99b. Yosek B'Torah L'Shema, you bring peace between the Pamal Yishal Maila and the Pamal Yishal Mata, the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And the Gemara goes weiter and says, like you build a palace from above and below, you protected the whole world, you makari the Geula, Goyse Goyse Inyanim. So that's what happens over here. You're making peace because you're connecting the lower light to the lower worlds and the higher light to the higher worlds. The Inyanim Ruchnim are Shaykh to the Pamal Yishal Maila, and the Inyanim Gashmim are Shaykh, meaning the physical parts of the mitzvahs are Shaykh to the Pamal Yishal Mata. It's Mashiach HaRav Ve'ot Dalet, Echad Me'advarim El Rachim, Shel Esek HaTorah Lishma, ולהשאיר את כנסת ישראל ברוכות וחיינים גדולים, וכל מה שמתלווה אור התורה, ועמה חיבתו וכבודה בלב אחד מישראל, הרי הכוח היסודי של הבמה מתחזק ומתאמץ. הנשמה הפרטית של זה, הפועל ברכה כללית זו מצד עצמה גם כן מתגדרת ומתהדרת, משתלמת ומתפארת בענפים רבים ורעננים, ומשלחת שורשים רבים ואדירים משתרשת על ידי משורשי עץ החיים האמיתיים, שכפי טהרתה וגבורתה תכיר ותחוש את עומק נועם טעמם של החיים המושרים הללו. וחיכך כי אין הטוב הולך לדודי למישרים דובי פסיפתי שאין תורה gives power to עם ישראל. אין אוי זה לתורה, שם אוי זה למהיתה, אין אוי זה תורה. And one of the ways to of Isaac HaTorah, Lishma, one of the things that it accomplishes is that it's is that it enriches Knesset Yisrael with great spiritual power. Limud HaTorah Lishma is mechazik the nation. You have to remember that. You're doing good not only for yourself, you're doing good for Am Yisrael. And the more there's a light of Torah, and with it a love of Torah and a covet Torah in the heart of every Jew, the koach ha-yesodi, the fundamental power of the nation, is empowered, is strengthened. So you want to be mechazik klal Yisrael? Sit and learn. But don't just learn. Learn Lishma. והנשמה הפרטית של זה שהפועל ברכה כללית זו, and the specific private neshama, individual neshama of this person, that activates this general bracha. The neshama of a person is Isaac b'Torah Lishma, in order to be mashir, to be mechazik, it's Klal Yisrael. This neshama is mitzad atzma, is miskadels and mitzaderes. So this neshama is also empowered. In other words, when you work, see also in the Ma'amarei HaRayah, he talks about this. When you work for the Klal, so you yourself are empowered. Don't think you're just giving to the community. You also get personal shlemus when you work for the community. Mishalachat shorashim rabim adrim, and it sends great roots. Mishtereshet al yadam, and it takes root through them. And the root of the Eitz Chaim Amitim, Ein Eitz Chaim El Torah. That according to the Tara and Vur of Torah, the more pure your Torah is, the more powerful your Torah is, the more you'll taste the sweet depths of this happy life. V'chikech, and your palate is kiyen hatov, like good wine. Olech l'dodei, you're going to my beloved, l'mishrim stei toviv s'tei shenim, making speak the lips of the sleeping. Sashir Shirim 7:10. So when you learn Torah, Torah makes you drunk like wine, it makes you shikr. Shmuel Rozovsky says that you go to Aviyani al Beis Hayayin, Chazal say, what's the Beis Hayayin? It's like Sinai. Sinai is the Beis Hayayin, Meridik. When you go into a wine press, you just smell it already. Even before you drink, you just go to the place where they're making the wine. And it's already, it already causes you to be drunk. So, that's what Torah is supposed to do. And certainly when you drink it, Torah is mamish intoxicating. If you learn Torah properly, it's intoxicating. And it's doviv sifsei yishenim. It also makes the people in the ground sleep. Chazal say that when you say Torah in this world, so the lips of the Talmud Chacham, where you're saying it in his name, is moving. You're bringing him to life, not literally, but you're causing him out. You're causing him a spiritual arousal, Shemaim. So that's the koach of Torah. It empowers the individual, it empowers Kal Yisrael, it even empowers the Yishenim offer, Dov Siv Siv Shei Yishenim. Nope. Baruch Hashem, we're Zeichet, the two beautiful Shtiglach. Please stay tuned for more. Thank you for listening. Shalom, Shalom.